Welcome to another episode of the China Air Teardown Show. I'm Vincent. This is Ivan.
Ivan.
Yes. So we were looking at an ad that made me immediately laugh. It's called Full of Hope Car Deodorizer. Full of Hope. Your car stench does not need to last forever. There's a way around it.
How desperate are you right now? The car.
I really like that name. And it's a Weibo post ad. One of the reasons that this makes me laugh so much is I take Didi's, the Uber of China, who actually purchased Uber in China, and in the app, the only question they often ask me is, did your car smell? It's like I finished the ride and then the question, was it smelly?
Oh,
it's like a really big problem for people.
It is.
Right. You've experienced that too. Like,
is it clean? Does it smell? Is the driver nice to you? Sometimes.
But the Full of Hope, it makes me think like, they're targeting these drivers who need to have good smelling cars. It's okay. We can just play it in here too. Okay.
Oh.
All right. So Weibo, you're on Weibo, essentially Twitter of China. You're scrolling through your feed and you get a pretty native looking ad here. It's got the little emojis in there, telling you to click the link, watch the video. All right. Watch that video, opens in a new window. Big flashing 20 RMB off sign. Little smell icons floating all over his car.
There are no sense of machines and
yeah, we're kind of feeling they had the scientific certificates. It's a laboratory. It's a very fancy man smelling it to his great delight. It's kind of got a little bit of a modern design to the smellerizer, the Full of Hope car deodorizer. All right. Let's start back in phase one here with the ad post itself. You scroll through your feed and you come upon Full of Hope. I don't know what the Chinese name is. The
Chinese name is what? Hope Tree.
Hope Tree. Okay. Hope Tree. And they have the tree is their, icon, their branding.
Yeah.
To me, the English name makes me laugh immediately. I'd probably give it a look just because, it's funny to me. Full of Hope as, it's like, is your life hopeless? Cause your car is so smelly. Maybe. All right. So then you got the bit of text here when they're asking a question, a leading question.
Yeah. They're asking why does your car smells and that's because you're using the wrong way. And we suggest you do this. We have two fingers to pointing to the event entry.
Okay.
The video title is interesting. Like this one.
Yeah.
This is saying like, people who has more than 30K monthly salaries are using it.
Rich people use this. Yeah. All right. So like rich people. I was immediately drawn into their name and I'm immediately turned off by their post copy.
It's so outdated.
It's outdated, you think? It's definitely like preying on people's insecurities for one. But the question, like, why does your car smell? Your car doesn't smell because you're using the wrong deodorizer. Your car smells because maybe you're smoking cigarettes in it, or like you don't clean your car, right? Or you eat a bunch of food and you leave the packaging in the car. It's not because you're not using a deodorizer while it's twice.
Yeah. Putting a question in your ad copy is correct.
Yeah.
And give the audiences an answer is also correct.
Yeah.
But your question should be smarter. It should be that easy. Like, why can't you do something because you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yes.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Or why do your current deodorizers fail?
Yeah. Yeah. You should be more specific.
Right. And rich people use this deodorizer and they do have the video of like the fancy man in their video here. All right. So you click in, you watch the video. Right away I see, 20 RMB, coupon or something, 20 RMB off. If I buy it. And I also see, it what is it? Clean 98.9% of stink.
Mm. Yeah.
Quite the claim. And what else do they tell us to do here? Make your car smell like new again?
Like, new car is like a new home and you should get rid of the jasmine. Jasmine is kind of the air pollution.
Okay. Is it, let's see. And they have different types of smell, cigarette smell.
That's all for the landing page.
That's
just
it?
One screen. Yeah.
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 Well, I guess you're just trying to get people to click and get that discount.
Ooh, that's funny.
But so you click it.
And I don't even introduce what other ingredients of my product.
Right.
How much should I sell it?
How much? Yeah. What the price is. And well, you have 30, if you're selling it for rich people, making 30,000 or more a month.
So fast. What are they thinking? Like if you are.
You can mute it. When we click in, you go ahead. You're going to say
like
something.
If you're buying something that's really, you care about your health, you definitely wants to know the details of product. Like now you're asking me to buy a chemical stuff, maybe that I will use daily in my car, that I'll smell it every day. And you don't even introduce what it has.
Yeah.
Is it some sort of another chemical or is environmentally friendly stuff?
Yeah.
You're just giving me a 20 coupon and ask me to buy it. Who in the world would buy it?
Yeah. So one of two things I think are going on here. I don't want to be too harsh, but I mean, we're doing a teardown show.
Yeah.
So either they don't understand their target customer at all and they're mixing things up, right? They're like, it's a tree that's full of hope and it's the people who care about their health. And they just don't understand that people care about their health, also care about what they're smelling all the time. So they're going to sniff a bunch of chemicals. They're not going to want that. So either they're confused and they don't totally get their target audience, or their target audience is pretty superficial. And that's why they're saying rich people buy this. And they're like, I want to be like a rich person, so I better buy it. So one of those two things, I think, is probably what's going on here.
Makes sense.
If you click into the full video, then now there is these like kind of these pretty humorous little smell icons that are floating around. So people start.
This is a bad example of bad. The subtitles are covered by the end copy.
And right.
Subtitles should be in the middle or just a little bit down.
It's kind of surprising because they spent some money doing the graphics on this, right? But yet they put this, the subtitles, the text in a place where it's blocked. So not so thoughtful. And then they introduce the product. And
the subtitles are in different fonts, different size.
Yeah.
And the subtitles sometimes are appearing up and down. It's not consistent.
Yeah.
It's like some random guy doing this, not an ad specialist.
Well, you might hear from someone who's going to tell you that he is specialized in this, but I totally agree. It's like they didn't test it.
No ad preview.
Because wouldn't this be the first thing that you notice when you run an ad preview? And then they have fancy man sniffing it, very, very happy about it. Doesn't care what chemicals are in there. Looks nice. All right. And that's it. Is there no way to maybe it's not captured in the video we got here.
And there is a
a way to buy. On the bottom, there's a way to buy, right?
The 20 coupon is a place where users can click.
That was it.
That is.
Okay.
There is a click coupon.
Okay. So they're so confident in their original messaging that your car stinks, and it stinks because you're not using the Full of Hope car deodorizer. And if you're a rich person, you'll buy this. They're so confident about that messaging that they just think everyone's going to click that button and save 20 RMB. Getting it.
It's like 30,000 salary guy would care about the 20.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's so many conflicting attributes to this campaign. All right. I think I know where this is going. We're getting better. Inching closer to the grading section of the show. And I think we know this is probably going to be on the lower half of the grades that we've given out. So what do you think? What grade do you give the Full of Hope?
It's like A, B, C, D, E, right?
A, B, C, D, F. There's no, I don't know why we
skip it.
In America, we skip the E and we go straight to F. You give E's out in China?
Poor.
E, because sometimes, yeah, it's the E, yeah, the E is not used at all. I don't know what happened to it. I was thinking about this the other day when I was
reading.
Yeah. Because we were doing the grading and I was going through my head. I was like, what happened to that E? It's missing.
Just do some wiki or Google and tell me the answer next time.
We'll find out. Yeah. We'll do some research.
This is definitely an F. Absolutely the F. Yeah. From the ad copy to the landing page to the video itself and to all the concepts is chaos. It's a disaster. I think the Full of Hope should fire their ad specialty.
Oh, man, you are pulling no punches, Ivan.
And that's good for them.
The irony of Full of Hope. All right. Well, I don't know how to follow that up, so I think that's a good place to end. Before you were asking me if we should say something at the end of our videos, so I said, say bye. And
yeah, we say, if you want to check the ads and you have any, if you want to give your own opinion, just check our website, chinaadlibrary.com.
Perfect. All right. Catch you next time. Bye-bye. This is a feed ad then? This is a Bilibili feed ad that we're looking at here?
I think it's from here. Yeah, video is not recorded.
Yeah,
but it's a feed ad. Yeah.
Feed ad. Welcome to another episode of the China Ad Teardown Show. I'm Vincent, and this is Ivan.
Hello, everyone.
You ready to tear down an ad, Ivan?
Yeah, I'm more than ready. Yeah, it's not enough to do it.
It sounds so menacing. You've been so kind with all the ads we've gone through so far. So I saw some interesting ones in here earlier this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we've only gone through WeChat. I think we've done one Douyin ad and then the rest have been WeChat ads. So I saw like a Tencent News for McDonald's. Here's an Alibaba low carb petition
from Bilibili.
Interesting. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. Let's
check it out.
Yeah, let's check it
out. All right. Let's see. A little surprised. A little surprise. Alibaba, August 8th, low carb petition, Bilibili video ad. So it's Alibaba's doing the ad on Bilibili.
Yes.
And I guess these are the screenshots of the ad's original presentation.
Yes, and there's tons of information.
So much information. Let's watch the funnel first. What's the whole thing? Okay, user was on Bilibili and they get, is it in I guess they've already clicked from the video they were watching.
With this, well, let me go explain it.
Player busy landing. We're watching it. Like the guy, yeah, this is a mini movie.
Papa cards on the couch.
So it goes from people in a warehouse, basically having kidnapped someone, to another inside someone's house.
Because they took some green, like, cars.
Yeah.
All by justice.
It's the series of ads of the same. It's 3 minutes of the same ads over different ads for the same concept. They all are like really high production value too. So, and they're kind of like mini movies almost. They're like shorts, right? So the idea is just promoting environmentalism here. Do you know what the product even is?
I don't any idea.
Maybe keep watching. Maybe at the end, let's go to the end. I guess we're almost there. I'll play the whole thing out.
Enough what?
Because a lot of people are just listening. So,
but this kind of ass that and format vector source from Japan actually. Japan is that loves to choose out like that. It's funny, and finally it just turns out to a very funny.
It's
very Japanese style. Next time maybe we can show some Japanese tapes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean they're interesting. It's like short. They're actual almost like little movies. We can scroll back a little here so we can see the landing page. It's very busy landing page. So if you're just listening, we're looking at this this landing page. There's a bunch of videos and there's a bunch of text on the landing page. And what are they telling us, Ivan?
So from the beginning, I think we need to see the title.
Yeah.
I think now they're promoting two things. One is the low carbon merits that we inherited from our ancestor. That's the title. Like we should promote these merits in our generation. And another side, Alibaba is creating this new concept called carbon account. They're asking us to register and to log into the car accounts to help to do more to do better things about the environment.
Okay.
We know that Alibaba has been promoting these sort of things for a long time. They build a My Horizon. You know that? Like every time they have a small program or small game inside of the Zhifubao, the Alipay app, that you can build your own tree in that app. And if you can build a tree in the mini game,
yeah,
they will actually
plant a tree.
Yeah, in the desert.
Okay,
so this is kind of is another thing they're trying to do, like environmental friendly stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And now they're promoting this low carbon concept to the public.
Right.
And this is funny.
So have you heard about this before? This app that they're promoting?
Definitely no. I think it's just come out recently.
Yeah. I don't know exactly, because I know there's other low carbon apps where they use, and I know crypto, you can't really use crypto in, cannot use crypto in China. But there's apps that are tracking, like, you could track like your usage, using crypto. But I don't know how they're like, if you turn off your light bulb, you turn off the light in your house, how are they tracking it? How are they rewarding people for it? It's not exactly clear to me.
Yeah. You can just. Yes. And now they're promoting and they're asking the users to upload your videos of how, of what you can do to do better things for the environment and to live a low carbon life. And if you can upload these videos of your concepts, you can get the 10,000 prize.
Okay. So they're giving away a prize.
Yeah.
Of 10,000 RMB.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what this is. This is all about awareness.
Yeah.
This awareness. Is an awareness campaign to help young people, which is why they're targeting Bilibili, be more environmentally conscious, use less energy. And okay. So it's pretty smart actually. What they're trying to do is they're saying, make 10,000 RMB, create videos. Like everyone go out and create a video about environmental friendliness. How are you reducing your carbon footprint? Make these videos on Bilibili. We're going to choose one winner and the winner is going to get a won, 10,000 RMB.
Yes.
Okay. Makes sense to me now. It all makes sense.
Fine.
We made it 6-8 minutes in and it makes sense. they should have hired us to just explain it to people, Ivan. Okay. And then we got like the very lucky date of, Baba the campaign, to Baba here.
The campaign time is from, is within a month.
Okay.
From 8th August to 8th September.
8th of August to 8th of September. And there's actually more than one prize, right? That they're saying here.
Yeah, and there is another event that users can be, engaged. It says click the bottom. Join the conversation and upload your image and text posts to convey your low carbon concepts and reshare to your Bilibili moments.
Mm.
And then you can get 5 times of the lottery, to draw the lottery.
Five lottery tickets that are entered into the pool to get chosen.
Yes. And they will choose 100 posts to share the 20K prize.
Okay. 100 posts to share the 20K prize.
200 per post.
200 per post. Okay. Wait, 20, it's 20K per post. And they're giving away 100 of those prizes.
In total.
Okay. So it's not that much then. Right.
It's just asking you to upload one image post. It's not like asking you to build a more complicated video.
Right. But I'm saying they're not giving away that much money here.
Mm.
They're giving 20,000 RMB to a total of 100 people.
Mm.
So they're giving 200 RMB to each person.
Yeah.
And kind of cheap for Alibaba. No? Like the biggest company in the country.
Midway, you're the second biggest money.
Yeah. They probably spent more on the ad campaign than they are giving away. And then these are like examples, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Interesting idea. I think they should be giving away more money. I think the original thing that we thought of a won, 10,000 RMB for one person, that's a lot more attractive, right? Like if I saw this, I might get 200. Okay. Like I care about the environment a ton actually as is. So I'm not going to be motivated by the money. I'm just trying to do good things for the environment because I like to be outside and I want it to stay that way. But I'm a hell of a lot more motivated by 20,000 than 200. Okay.
This is more like a charity style ad campaign.
Yeah. Okay. You're saying it's appealing to people's better nature.
And increase their brand image, actually.
Yeah.
Through doing these public welfare stuff.
Yeah. and they got a cute little cat here. We have to talk about cats in each video, apparently. do you think, is this an, this is a feed ad then on, this is a Bilibili feed ad that we're looking at here?
I think they, it's from here. Yeah. Video is not important.
Yeah.
But it's a feed ad. Yeah.
Feed ad.
Oh, here.
Okay. This is like on the topics on the Bilibili homepage, right?
Yes.
So it's like a pretty big ad placement that they have.
Mm.
You click into the ad placement and it doesn't directly play the video, or it plays the video and it's on a it doesn't directly play the video.
It doesn't.
It just clicks into a landing page. Interesting.
And the designs is pretty good. Like fit for the platform style.
Yeah.
All the animation animation elements.
And it even had the bullet comments on the videos that they were playing. So it's definitely native Bilibili style.
Zuvo. First Kolo Tavern Week.
Okay. Alibaba first low carbon week. Yeah, they're trying to be hip, they're trying to be young, trying to appeal to like teenagers and university students. All right.
It's good.
Yeah, you think it's good?
Yeah, I think the value they're providing is more than like the my and Clarissa project they're doing. It's very good for the environment. And this was kind of like a similar project fund in China.
Yeah. I mean, how it's hard to measure their result. Like if they change the hearts and the minds of all the young people, then it's a huge impact. But,
yeah,
you know, what's the result of this? I don't know. It's a little different than other ad campaigns that we've gone through before.
Yeah, it's shouldering the much more, shouldering more social responsibility when you're a big or giant company. You're not only looking for making money. There's other things they want to.
Yeah, like build their reputation.
Yeah, it's definitely reputation.
Right, because like how much are they, again, it's like I'm trying to be kind to them, but how much are they really helping the environment here? You know, I don't know what's in their hearts and minds. Are they doing it because they want to get the kudos? They want to get the reputation improvement of being a company that's thinking about these things?
Situation.
I hope that they're really trying to make a dent though. But yeah, it's also a different ad campaign insofar as the ad campaign itself is kind of the product that they're selling here.
Yeah.
Right. They're selling awareness for a cause. So just talking about what exactly is happening here, lower, cause we're about to grade the effectiveness of the ad, right? So like, what are they even trying to accomplish? I guess there's three things that they're trying to accomplish that we're saying. So one is, maybe even more. One is actually help the environment, and trying to help the environment through changing the hearts and the minds of young people. Two is they're trying to get, impressions, people creating posts on Bilibili that are saying like, whatever, hashtag Alibaba. And then three, they're trying to improve their own reputation. So when we're giving them this score, this grade, I guess those are kind of the three things that we're considering here. So what do you think, Ivan? How do you grade this campaign?
This is A-, I think it is. It's a great campaign. Its value is beyond just an ad. And it's not only promoting their concept, they are making very funny videos. They really devoted their time and thoughts into the videos to make it attractive to the users, and they were asking the users to join it together. I think in two ways. One is making your own videos to join the the others to just share posts, and you can also get some money.
Right.
These things together makes it pretty thoughtful.
And I guess with a lot of ad campaigns, it's hard for us if we're not the ones managing it to know the results.
Mm.
We could kind of know the results of this campaign. We go on Bilibili and see how many videos were submitted, or how many posts were made with the hashtag they're promoting.
Yes.
And that would give us an idea of how big a footprint they actually were able to generate this.
Yes.
Cool. All right. A minus. Not so bad.
For the environment.
A minus for the environment? Environment is a lot more than that.
We should take care of the of our Earth. It's a very good concept.
Yeah, I agree. There's no backup. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.